West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Carroll County family is displaced from their home following a Wednesday morning fire. They were fortunate to escape the flames without injury. At approximately 4:22 Wednesday morning, units were dispatched to a residential fire in the 100 block of Raven Road in Villa Rica. At 4:28 a.m., Engine 16 arrived to find the residential structure with flames showing. The crew made entry to the residence and found one adult and two minors still in bed. The residents were awakened and escorted out of the home. The fire was put under control within the next 20 minutes. Red Cross is assisting the residents with clothing and temporary shelter. Cause of the fire is still under investigation. Harrelson County Fire continues to investigate an alleged arson in which a Molotov cocktail had been thrown through a window in the back of a house and had caused fire damage inside of the home. That incident occurred last Friday, and notably, it was the same home on MLK Boulevard in Tallapoosa in which a man 2 weeks prior had kicked in the door to gain entrance before he was attacked by a pit bull. After he was released from the hospital, 36-year-old Eric Muse was charged this past Tuesday with home invasion and other crimes for his alleged role in that incident. Back in late November, he remains in the Harrelson County Jail on Thursday. Now, it is suspected that Muse believed his significant other was inside of the home visiting the resident. Investigators have not said if Muse was still in hospital last Friday, the 15th, when the alleged arson occurred. They have said they do have a suspect in that arson case, but have not released a name. Harrelson County Board of Commissioners this week approving the funding for a new crisis response team designed to de-escalate mental health crises on site. The new program will consist of one law enforcement officer from the sheriff's office and one peer support counselor from Your Haven, the place of recovery.
It's going to change the people from having the only option of incarceration. That's the number one thing. It's going to free up police officers to where they can respond to other calls and let the crisis unit deal with some of the other issues that are within their means.
Kelly Keys is the director at Your Haven in Buchanan.
As far as the people with substance use disorder and mental health challenges, it'll get them better resources, treatments, things that they need to be able to not continuously have these problems and have police officers at their houses.
County officials say the new program will be fully funded through the opioid settlement funds that the county receives. Friends and family of a Tallapoosa man whose Ford F-150 truck was struck by a train while he was behind the wheel late Sunday are calling for prayers and a miracle from God for his survival. According to the Tallapoosa Police Department, Brent Kelly's truck was struck by Amtrak as he attempted to cross the tracks onto West Lipham Street from West Atlanta Street. Kelly was transported to Grady by ambulance. Poor weather Sunday evening would not allow for life flight. According to friends, Kelly has damage to his brainstem and is on life support. Kelly is a carpenter with Baggett Construction. I'm Colin Worthington.